This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Outspeedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hello guys and welcome to Odson Premier League, Manchester United, Liverpool, and a bunch of good games in this 34th match day in the Premier League to analyse with you. Tom Rennie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Man United, Liverpool, I'm sure not as exciting to everyone as Burnley, West Ham, but we'll try.
Exactly. Of course, West Brom, we always have fun with these kind of teams. And with everyone who wants to comment also in the video, of course, you can ask any question to Tom, let us know what you think, and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And of course, if you enjoy our videos, do not forget to click on the like, subscribe to our channel, and click on the bell to get all the notifications. So, Tom, let's start with the game we have on Friday. This is Southampton Leicester City, maybe a vendetta of the FA Cup victory of the Foxes, the Saints, actually. Are pretty lost in the Premier League. Now they are 15th in the table, lost to Spurs, although Danny Ings scored again, and 4 defeats in the last 5 Premier League games, so really bad numbers actually for the home team, whereas the away team, we have to say, Tom, that you don't believe in Brendan Rodgers, but he's this close, he's close to bring the Foxes to the next Champions League. Now 7 points difference with the fifth, and they are in the FA Cup final. That's why the odds are pretty low, actually, for Leicester City victory, although not that bad, in my opinion, 2.15.
Which you'll recall, I backed Leicester City to make the FA Cup final. I've backed them to win the FA Cup. I've been very pro-Leicester. I refute this claim, and I ask for your evidence. For this game, you mentioned Danny Ings, likely to be missing. Missed so much of this season with injury. That's why Southampton have 36 points and not 45, 48, because he's been missing for long swathes of it. This is why he'll be at Southampton in the future. This is why clubs like Tottenham, who are linked with him, and clubs like Liverpool, who might have wanted him back, they aren't going to go for Danny Ings because his fitness record is not good enough. The rest of the squad is not good enough as well. And so Southampton have continued to struggle. They're one of those sides that are looking to end this season pretty quickly, I think. As for Leicester, they took on one of those sides on Monday in Crystal Palace, and they were fantastic. Played really, really well. I know Crystal Palace just want to draw their way to the end of this season, get 16 players made redundant and the manager and start again. Fine. But they still had to overcome them from being a goal down as well. And that Kelechi Iheanacho winner, I mean, that was something so, so special. 14 in 14 he scored all competitions. An incredible run. A vast array of high-quality goals. And also, despite playing well, you know, James Maddison wasn't great on the day. There was a few individuals. Timothy Castagna wasn't at his best. And so, despite collectively playing well, some individuals were not at their best. And I think Leicester can continue to improve. And I think they'll beat Southampton. I think Leicester will beat Southampton. I have no great doubt about that. I think that Southampton, with their injury issues, aren't going to be able to put on a great performance against Leicester. Revenge won't come into it a lot. And Leicester City, against this kind of side, away from home, they'll thrash them all season. I think Leicester win. I think Leicester win comfortably. 2 goals or more, and Iheanacho will score in it as well.
Then we have Leicester victory. We just said it, 2.1. If you think there will be more difference, actually, Asian Handicap -1 for Leicester is 3.15. So if they win for 2 goals margin, we win our bet, actually. If Leicester City wins this game against Southampton, kind of easy one, then they face Newcastle, should be also an easy one. They will be very close to the Champions League because after they have Man United and Chelsea, so better for them to do the homework before these 2 games, Man U and Chelsea, and they can be almost proud of being in the Champions League again. Then on Saturday, we have Crystal Palace, Man City. We saw yesterday Man City coming back at the Parc des Princes against PSG. Probably they are tired. Probably they've been playing for so many titles in the last few days. They won the Carabao Cup final. Yeah. Was their last game in British soil. So probably we can expect heavy rotation at Selhurst Park, but Crystal Palace will chase, as you said before, the draw. Can they get it, actually? Because they lost against Leicester, they were defeated against Chelsea, but at home they are not that, that bad, actually. One defeat in the last four, although they were thrashed by Chelsea in their last home game.
I've covered the last two Crystal Palace games, the Leicester game and the Chelsea game. And look, they are very good opponents. They're Champions League qualifying opponents, more than likely. And so you'd expect Crystal Palace to lose. But the way they've played for months now, it's insipid. It's so awful to watch. It's a bunch of players that are quite rightly and understandably more concerned about what they are doing next than seeing through to the end of this season. Last season, their final eight games, Palace got 1 point. I expect this season to follow a similar pattern. They have achieved Premier League safety. It will be a ninth successive season in the top flight for Crystal Palace. That is a massive achievement. They are the team not to watch right now in the Premier League, though, because what happens next for them, there is a blank space, an empty void where something needs to be put into it. And at the moment, it is just darkness. And that leads us to the Man City game this weekend. I mean, you don't want to play Man City at any point. I thought they were sensational against Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday night. It was a brilliant performance. As you say, heavy rotation. But what is heavy rotation for Manchester City? Could they play Jesus? Could they play Sergio Aguero? Will they bring in Aymeric Laporte again? You know, there's so many things they can do. And they'll bring in another world-class player, Zinchenko in for Cancelo, maybe. You know, I expect at least six changes, maybe eight changes. I expect City to win comfortably. I expect them to score in both halves. I expect them to score more than three goals in this game, 3-0 or more, to win 2-0. I mean, there's so many elements to this where you can back Man City with a bunch of variables. But at least 2-0, maybe 3-0, goals in both halves, and this is a good Asian handicap game.
Yeah, so Asian handicap, we have to go for minus 1.5, for instance, to find odds 2.04. So if they win for two goals, the difference, we win our bet. This is where the line is. We are always looking for odds actually around two. This is good. And if we go, for instance, to win 2-0, something that you also mentioned, odds 2.1. So another option to back the Sky Blues visiting Selhurst Park. Then we have Brighton Leeds, and I'm so surprised to see the odds for Leeds United in this game, 3.37, and they are in sensational form, and Brighton, they are terrible in the last games. You will tell me why we find these odds. Brighton now, they are the team marking the relegation, the salvation. Actually, they lost even against Sheffield United, something that no team does in the Premier League. And Leeds, they were able to draw with Man United, Everton. They beat City, they beat Sheffield United, they beat Fulham. So why don't we trust again Leeds?
I assume people are watching this live. Some will watch this later, right? If you are watching this live, go to the website now and put some money on Leeds United, because that is surely not going to be the same when we get to kickoff. Someone in the Oddspedia office is going to realize they've made a mistake and they are going to lower those odds. So now is the time to get your money on Leeds United. Leeds United have played very, very well. Unbeaten their last five. Draw against Man United. Look, it was an atrocious game of football, but they got a point against Man United and they have been promoted this season. Before that, they were great against Liverpool and got a point. They beat Man City, as you mentioned. They beat Sheffield United. They beat Fulham. This is a good side, in good form, in good confidence, hoping for at least a top half finish, maybe even a top eight finish. They'll be looking at Everton. They'll be looking at Tottenham. And they'll be thinking a run could get us into potentially Conference League football next year, which, again, would be a massive, massive achievement. People can malign the Conference League if they want. But personally, I'd rather be in it. They're not in it, and I think Leeds will have that feeling as well. It's a competition they could probably hope to go far in as well. So back Leeds, absolutely back Leeds. There's hope that Rafinha could be back. There's hope that one or two others might be back as well. Rodrigo, maybe, who's been out for a little while. So it's a strong Leeds squad with very few injuries. Their best players are in it, and they're against a Brighton side who I don't know what happened. I remember coming on with you maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were speaking about ruthless Brighton. They've got the ruthless streak they needed. That's going to get them over the line. That was the 3-0 win over Newcastle. And I can't help but feel that all the players thought they were safe. They all now think they've done it. We're safe now, guys. Hey, can we go away? Have the kids got passports? Anyone seen my bucket and spade? Do the sandals still fit? All that sort of stuff. You're not safe yet, lads. You're only going to be safe because Fulham have blown it so spectacularly. They still need, on 34 points currently, they still need a win. Maybe a win and a draw if Fulham can go on a run. Of course, we've already decided Fulham are not going to go on a run. But something happened. Something has changed at Brighton, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I thought they played very well in the draw against Chelsea, a game they probably should have won. But offensively, it's gone again. Leeds can score. Brighton don't score often, and that's why I would go Leeds United win.
Vivek is telling us, I'll be careful because last week I was sure about Brighton and I got burned. Actually, we had some comments in the video of people getting lost because that Brighton-Sheffield United that no one expected Sheffield.
Nobody. I mean, if you're losing to Sheffield United, mate, I mean, honestly, you deserve a proper punishment. They should get docked 3 points for that loss.
Exactly. So let's pick up those odds for Leeds United. Actually, it's not Oddspedia who set the odds. It's the bookmakers. We just put in our website the best odds available in any country. So that's why these 3.37 that we are saying, we really love them. And if you want some kind of insurance, we have also Asian Handicap 0 for Leeds, 2.51. These are also great odds. So if there is a draw, we get our money back. This is a game, actually, that I would flag for putting my money. Then we have Chelsea-Fulham. This is a derby, actually, in the West London, very close to these stadiums. And Chelsea also will be looking for sure at the game in Champions League on Wednesday against Real Madrid. Still this 1-1. Everything is open. Luckily, and now they are 3 points away from West Ham after their last victory in the Premier League. We should expect, I guess, also heavy rotation, Tom, but there is no problem also for Tuchel. He has so good a squad that Kovacic or whoever is coming in will be doing great. Whereas Fulham, they were again this close to get a victory against Arsenal, but they blew it away in the last minutes. 4 consecutive defeats before that draw. And they are saying goodbye, actually, to the Premier League.
Yeah, I agree. With Chelsea, I thought they were very impressive in the Champions League in midweek. The only issue with that Champions League match against Real Madrid is that in that first half an hour, they didn't score the 3 or 4 goals they probably should have scored to already be through to the Champions League final. And that is going to be an issue moving forward for Chelsea because at the moment they haven't got a prolific striker. I would expect Kai Havertz to come in for this one. I would potentially expect Timo Werner to be rested. It's obvious they see him as the Champions League striker and Havertz as the Premier League striker. The big game guy right now is Timo Werner. Ziyech to come in. There's, as you say, a whole bunch of incredible quality players to come in. Expect at least 6, maybe more changes for Chelsea. For Fulham, God bless them. You know, we thought they'd make it. We really did. And then they kept getting opportunities and they kept fluffing them. The Leeds game, the Villa game, the Wolves game, even the Arsenal game last week, they'd won it. It was won. They'd done everything right. They'd scored the goal. They got to the 96th minute and they concede from a rubbish corner where Matt Ryan, once of Brighton, literally sold by Brighton, loaned by Brighton, because he can't make a save. He has an assist or the assist before the assist in the goal. Only Fulham could concede a goal like that in a game they should have already won. And I want Fulham to stay up. I really do, because I love Scott Parker. I love what Fulham have brought to the Premier League. He seems an astute coach. It's good to have another team in London as well, because more derbies mean more games with a narrative in them, which I always like. But I just can't see any scenario that Fulham win here. I think it's going to be tight because Thomas Tuchel games are tight. I think Chelsea will get one and they will wrap it up. 1-0 Chelsea, tight game Chelsea, under 1.5 goals, that kind of bet.
Mm-hmm. To win 2-0 for Chelsea is 2.3, so also you can grab those odds. And if you go for under 2 goals, for instance, 2.85. So also very good odds if you don't expect many goals. We are saying, is this the fiercest derby in English football? Probably is the poshest one, right?
Yes, it's the only derby in football where when the fans shout at each other, they throw champagne on you instead of like lager or any other substance you might not want. You know, the Chelsea boys throwing their Dom Perignon, the Fulham boys throwing back their Cristal. It's a whole thing. But no, it's not particularly fierce. But it's if you ever get to go to any derby, And it's a Craven, this is at Stamford Bridge, but go to Craven Cottage. There's a whole great big neutral stand behind the goal. And it's a brilliant, brilliant venue to go to. Another reason why it'd be great if they stayed up.
Yeah, I've been there and it's so great, the atmosphere at Craven Cottage. Then let's go to Liverpool. We have Everton, Aston Villa in Goodison Park. Finally, Everton got a victory. They beat Arsenal, of course, with that Leno's own goal. And actually, they are only 3 points away from the fifth, from West Ham. So if they finally get another good run of results, they can get into European spots. And their next game is actually West Ham. So they must win Aston Villa. Aston Villa, a team that they are not performing well. They are also gone in the season. They drew against West Brom after two consecutive defeats. So this is a must-win game for Ancelotti, but the thing is that they've disappointed us so many times this season that who can trust them?
Yeah, the home form is why they are where they are. They should already, I think, be in the Champions League positions with some of the performances, some of the players, the manager, and certainly the away wins. But at home, I think it's just 5 wins at home all season, 7 defeats at home. Recently lost to Burnley, lost to West Ham at the turn of the year. People were just turning up at Goodison and taking 3 points. And it's inexplicable. And people will say, well, the fans aren't in. Well, the fans don't play right back. Okay, I don't really fully agree with that. There's no scenario, a neutral venue, where Everton should be losing to Burnley. But they have contrived to do that. One home win in their last five wins all season. Look, I think the good news for them is that, again, no Grealish. At this point, I'm not expecting Grealish to come back this season. This injury seems to have taken so long. That's what's killed Villa's campaign. It's tough to be a one-man team when the one man is missing for the final quarter of the season. That gives Everton a chink of light here. But I just don't have the confidence in Everton. I don't have the confidence of them being able to win. I also wouldn't fancy Villa because of no Grealish, but I think they will doggedly defend and they'll low block, defend deep, stop Everton. This has got draw written all over it. I'd be looking at low scoring draw, 1-1, 0-0.
All right, a draw here, and then we have a game, Newcastle-Arsenal, that also I really, really like the odds for the home team in this case. Arsenal in the middle of the Europa League tie against Villarreal. They are terrible in the Premier League. We just said how they lost to Everton. They drew with Fulham, playing really bad in the Premier League. I mean, they are 10th. It's something awful for Arteta's
men. Lucky to be 10th as well. Lucky to be 10th. They've been so bad.
And Newcastle, they are getting way better. They were able to draw against Liverpool after beating West Ham and Burnley. So, actually, the odds for Arsenal's victory, something that I would never back, is so low, 1.96.
Yes. That's a great rule for any gambler out there. Do not back an Arsenal win under any circumstance in this era. And that's been true for a long time now. And yeah, the odds for Newcastle are pretty decent. And in fact, look, they have won in recent weeks. You know, they beat West Ham, but look, West Ham imploded. They beat Burnley and it took Saul Maximan to come off the bench fresh against a tired and indifferent Burnley to win it. And they should have, I think, beaten Liverpool last week because I did that game and they were better than Liverpool for the entirety of the second half. The Callum Wilson handball, though rightly disallowed, was a travesty. It was great that Joe Willock got that late equaliser. Of course, Willock can't play in this game on loan from Arsenal. So that's a blow because he's had such a great impact from the bench in recent weeks. This is what is so great about having just a cheeky weekend bet, because I think here, you don't ever want to bet Arsenal. You're absolutely right. I was thinking draw in this game, though my gut tells me Arsenal will find a way to just win, even though they've played awfully. But those odds for Newcastle were quite tasty. And they are just picking up wins. The Europa League does make a big difference. It's the early game on Sunday, which makes a difference. Newcastle is miles away from London. And I would assume they're going to need to travel up late Saturday or very, very early Sunday. So late Saturday makes more sense. I just have a feeling here. I have a feeling here that Newcastle might win it. So I would be looking at a Newcastle victory here. Draw, Newcastle victory, anything but Arsenal. But have a look at Newcastle win. I like the look of that.
Yeah, and actually, look, I checked the odds like 4 or 5 hours ago and was Newcastle 5, the odds, 5.0 to win Newcastle. And now they drop until 4.2. So the more probably the is going to be close to the kickoff, the lower are going to be the odds for Newcastle. 4.2 is still good enough. And the double chance for Newcastle also is around 2. So that's, in my opinion, another good chance for our bettors. Then we have the game of the games this weekend. Man United, Liverpool, especially important for Liverpool because they are wasting chances and chances to get into the European spots and to be in the Champions League positions in the top four after drawing with Newcastle, also drawing with Leeds. So they are not getting better, that's the truth. And they are going to face a United that also their heads are going to be in the European tie with Roma. But they have a good squad probably to fight also for the Premier League. And I'm sure every single Red Devil fan would love to beat Liverpool so they cannot qualify for the Champions League next season.
Yeah, I think some of the old guard would. I think the more sensible youngsters would be like, rest everybody. Like, rest everybody here. This does not matter. No one is going to catch us. West Ham can't catch us in fifth. Liverpool can't catch us in sixth. Rest everybody. And I think that is what they should do. I wouldn't start Bruno Fernandes in this game if he is fit following the Europa League game. No chance. I'd be resting all my key players here and make sure they're fit for the second leg of the Europa League. And if you lose to Liverpool, yeah. You know, it's great to see Liverpool not in the Champions League if you're a United fan. But even if Liverpool win this, I still don't think they'll get above Chelsea. I still don't think they'll get above Leicester. And that will give them a great chance here. I think Man United struggles at home is why they haven't challenged the Premier League this season. That's no secret, really. They've lost too many games and dropped too many points at Old Trafford. They were atrocious in the game against Leeds last week. I mean, that was, you know, the TV commentators, our radio commentators were apologising live because the game was just so bad. When they put up the advertising hoarding at the end to say 3 minutes left, it came with, but you can switch off and come back for the cup final if you want. Nobody would blame you. Here's the remote. Now, that's how awful it was. I expect Man United to go into this game. No fans as well. So where is the motivation? I think there's no motivation. I expect 5, 6, 7 changes from the Europa League game on the Thursday. I expect them to low block, sit deep, try and get a 0-0 draw. I expect Liverpool to go all out for it because simply they have to. And I'd be looking Liverpool win here. I would suggest Liverpool will win at Old Trafford. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will not care.
All right. Actually, Liverpool is favorite. 2.5, around 2.5. And for Man United, 2.91. If we think there won't be many goals in this game, also, it pays better, actually, under 2.5 goals, 2.07. That could be another option if you think there won't be a lot of goals in Old Trafford. Then the last game on Sunday is in the north of London, Tottenham. Sheffield United, Tottenham, well, they still can also qualify for Europe, especially because they beat Southampton in their last Premier League game, post-Mourinho game after the loss, the defeat in the Carabao Cup final. And Sheffield, like always, well, they beat Brighton. This is good news, of course, 6 consecutive defeats before that victory. What do you expect here? Heavy victory for Tottenham, but they don't do that, actually.
Yeah, it's tough to say heavy victory Tottenham because who knows what a Ryan Mason team does? Like, I don't know. Can they wash off the stain of Mourinho in 10 days? The Carabao Cup final and the way they played in that game suggests probably not. You know, maybe the last few days of Harry Kane at Tottenham Hotspur. So I think he'll be chasing a golden boot and a golden goodbye to them. So that gives them a big advantage. Look, we've said it a few times. I won't do too much Sheffield United. They've got a squad who have got a great enthusiasm, great attitude. The quality isn't there, though I was pleased for old Didsy, David McGoldrick, scoring the winner last week because he's maybe been the only one who's had the calmness and coolness and collectiveness to actually put his foot on the ball this season for Sheffield United. He's done everything that Rian Brewster was meant to do, and he's like a jobbing League One player. Rian Brewster was meant to be the future of the England team, but we'll park that for now. Look, Tottenham win this game. Tottenham win it comfortably, at least 2, maybe 3. It could be a shackles-off game with no Mourinho, so if you are going to look for a heavy win this weekend, go for this. The only thing I'm confident of is Tottenham win.
Okay, Tottenham minus 1.5, odds 1.98, in case you think they are going to win for 2 goals difference. Where do you see Kane next season, by the way?
I think it would be a mistake from him to be at Tottenham Hotspur next year because they need a full rebuild. Does he want to be part of it? It will take 5, 6 years to get to the level they were at a few years ago. The question comes to who's got any money. What I'd like to see from him is a move to Real Madrid, Barcelona. That's what I'd like to see. Bayern Munich, abroad. Not to England, not to Man City. It depends if any of those clubs could afford him. The billion pounds of debt in Spain suggests not. So I'd like to see him there. Realistically, it's only Manchester. It's only the two clubs in Manchester. And it's only if they are willing to pay. If you're Manchester United and you're not trying to buy Harry Kane right now, then you're making a massive, massive mistake. Because he is obviously wavering. You need him. The time is now. And he would be the difference maker. They can't keep getting 34-year-old, previously great jobbers to be their centre forward. So, Man United, you've heard it now. We are live. I'm sure Edward Woodward's replacement is watching this. Get him. Get it done.
Okay, then let's see where Harry Kane is going to be very interested in the transfer market this summer. Then on Monday, we have, wow, what a game. I'm so excited. West Brom Wolves. I'm sure also Tom is going to watch this game really closely and enjoying it. We have West Brom odds. Not bad, actually. 3.33 Wolves. They are favorites, but really favorite for this game. 2.55 after even that defeat against Burnley. 0-4, remember? 0-4. Yep. And West Brom, they are picking points, especially at home. Last six games at home, only one defeat to Everton. So why don't back them again?
I hate that game so much, I punched my laptop. That's how annoyed I was about that game. I'll save you the time, all right? I'll save you the time on this. 0-0. Okay, I'll save it. There's no, I mean, I could give you 5 minutes of analysis if you want. I mean, if that's what you want, I'll give that to you. 0-0. All right. Don't watch it. Don't waste your time. Actually, don't even waste your money. It's going to be 0-0. Okay. 0-0. That's my analysis.
A lot of fun for sure in the half. What a game. Oh my God. And then the last game on Monday, Burnley, West Ham. And Burnley, they are so bad at home. Actually, we always say Burnley, the strength is in Turf Moor. But no, 8 winless games at home, but they got that victory against West Brom with Boot hat-trick. So they are completely safe now, we can say that. And West Ham, they need to win to bounce back after the hits against Chelsea and Newcastle. Do you see them doing that in Turf Moor?
Yes. I do. I see West Ham winning this. There are some doubts about Jesse Lingard, and that is going to be an issue for West Ham because he has been so good. I wouldn't expect Mikel Antonio back either. But look, Burnley have nothing to play for here. They don't have anything to play for. You know, Sean Dyche always gets a lot of commitment from these players, but you can't add that additional extra to these players. You know, oh, we've got to try and get to 40 points. They don't care. They're not interested in that. West Ham still have that Champions League dream. Balbuena is back because, of course, his silly red card against Chelsea, which cost West Ham a late push, has been rescinded. Dawson should be back for this one. Diop and Ogbonna, the defence is all back. The midfield, there's a chance that Declan Rice might be back. And I think West Ham have a lot of motivation, a lot of pace, a lot of players with things to prove. 9 days of rest. I can only see a West Ham win here. They need it. They're defensively strong, offensively good, even without Antonio. And I would expect West Ham to win. And I expect them to win quite big as well, if I'm honest. I would go West Ham comfortably. This could be a good Asian handicap game. I'd expect West Ham to win by at least 2, maybe 3. A lot of those early goals. And then Burnley try and break down West Ham. But West Ham are quite good at the low block thing, as well as hitting teams on the break. I think it might be a bit tough if Burnley decide to go for a 0-0, but even then, I would still back West Ham because they're so good at corners. Best in the league at corners. So, West Ham win in all scenarios.
Okay, we have good odds, actually. West Ham win 2.25. Even the Asian handicap, for sure, way better. -1 for West Ham, 3.45. So, really good odds to back the Hammers at Turf Moor. Then, everything is done, but your AKA, let's see... What teams do you have in your AKA for this weekend?
Well, the team I am most confident about, you may have noticed, are West Ham. So West Ham would go in my AKA. It does mean you've got to wait till late Monday to see if it works out for you. Another away win in there will be Leicester on Friday. So Leicester away win, West Ham away win, need to go in there. Liverpool away win at Manchester United makes it spicy. And throw Man City in, even though it probably won't make a great deal of difference to you. So 4 away wins in my AKA, Leicester, Man City, Liverpool, the Amers.
And the odds are around 14 if we back those 4 away victories in the Premier League. Then, Tom, thank you. As always, let's see each other next Thursday also with the Premier League after the Champions League semifinals. And thank you everyone who followed this video live, or if you are watching it again on YouTube, you still have the chance to get £10 free bet with Novibet. Just leave a comment below and you can get these £10 that are always very handful. And of course, do not forget to click on the like if you enjoy our videos, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get notifications. And if you prefer to listen this video in podcast, you also can do it. We have a podcast for you. Then thank you and see you next week in Odds on Premier League.